Welcome to Falcon and Focus Podcast. I'm Danica Tramberg, joined today by women's head basketball coach Stacey Brunner-Jones to talk about a recap of the season. So the sixth 20-plus win season, seventh NAC title, back-to-back titles from last year, is the expectation and level of success the same? And I guess, is that difficult to maintain year in and year out for you?
I would say yes. I think I remember back to when we were 6-20 my first year to 19-9 the second year, and how much fun that was. And sometimes now it's not as fun because it's the expectation, but
you're just too good.
I wish that was it. But I think when you think about it as a whole, it just makes me very proud. And it reminds me of all the players that have played for me and all the assistant coaches that have helped. And so, yeah, it's a very proud stat.
So with that, did you finish this season kind of where you hoped to?
Yes and no. To be back-to-back conference champs was where we wanted to be, of course. But obviously, losing in the championship game is just something it's hard to even swallow now, and I think it will be for a long, long time. And my only hope, I guess, from looking back at that game is that our players that will be returning won't forget that game until, you know, helps motivate them during the off season and get ready for next year.
So with that loss in the conference tournament championship game, there was a chance that you could get an at-large bid. What was that moment like with your team when you're sitting there watching and waiting?
Disappointing. And, you know, it was a little bit of a punch to the gut again after losing. But I think it was important for us to do it because one, the NAC needs to continue to grow and get better and better. And, you know, that includes everybody. Every team that is a part of women's basketball needs to continue to grow and get better. But it does show that our younger kids of we want to be one of those 64 teams and to see how the process works. And so it was disappointing, but I think important for our team to do it.
Were there any areas of either coaching or play that you would change from this past season if you could go back and do so?
Oh, sure. Gosh, lots of things, Danica. you know, obviously, Brianna Wagner wasn't healthy, you know, really the whole season. Taylor DeLong wasn't healthy most of the season. But so, you know, if you could go back and fix those and make sure they were healthy, that would be great. But I do believe that kind of helped our team be a balanced scoring, balanced in every way. I think that helped a lot. Coaching-wise, I look back at every game and maybe could tweak this, could change this, could do that. My assistants would like me to play some more zone, some 1-3-1 for sure. But I you know that I like the man-to-man.
So. Yes. So speaking of injuries, Clara Chambers, who was a freshman this year and started 9 games before she actually tore her ACL, when then Bailey Barker stepped in her position. What are your expectations for Clara coming back and then Bailey, who has now started so many games?
Sure. You know, Clara, we weren't expecting, you know, with freshmen, you just never know what you're going to get. You know, she came from a very good high school program, and the conversations I had with her about how she came in very defensive-minded and knew she could contribute on the defensive end made her an easy option to start. And she's taller, and she's just can score. She can play D. She can do a lot of different things, shoot the three, get to the rim. And so when she went down, it was just disappointing for her, for all of us, for her. The good news is we get her back. She gets that year back. She'll get a medical redshirt for that, so that's great. And for Bailey, wow, to see her improve throughout the season was great. She's such a good scorer, and although she's so tiny, she doesn't see that on the court, and that makes us, you know, just not really see it on the court. So I believe starting Clara over Bailey kind of motivated Bailey a little bit more. Probably she didn't like it, but I think it was necessary, and I think they're both going to come back and be huge contributors next year.
And you're saying, I know defense is such a huge part of the game for you. Do you think that contributes a lot to the wins and success the team has had?
Definitely. And I think everybody loves to play offense. Everybody gets the glory from the offensive end, and we stress the defensive stuff. We stress deflections. We that toughness that you get from defensive players, I think, is what we're known for. And to keep teams under their average and to make them really work on the offensive end is a huge plus for us.
What does a day in practice look like for you guys? Do you focus more on defense, or is it kind of half and half?
A lot of fundamentals, and then we like to split guards and posts and get them some work. But then we also do a lot of we don't shoot the ball that well, but we do actually do a lot of shooting. And I would say a lot of defensive stuff that leads into offense. We like to try to make things competitive during practice and be very aggressive and up-tempo in practice.
So shooting, possibly a weakness of the team. Were there any other weaknesses or perhaps strengths that you saw this past season?
Well, I definitely think our three-point shooting needs to improve. And we have some shooters. We're just, our percentages aren't as good as they should be. And a lot of our younger players are learning that you cannot just be an offensive player. You have to be able to play defense as well. I'd say another weakness is that our players are not, I guess, cocky enough, aggressive enough. And that really disappoints me because they are so good. And I think they question themselves sometimes. And that frustrates me as a coach, and want them to be as confident as I can make them. So that was definitely a weakness. I think it got better. I think the championship game, we weren't as confident as we should have been.
So now you're losing Sammy Blessett and Taylor DeLong. Do you think that's going to impact the team dramatically, or how will that affect them?
Every year, you know, when you have seniors that contribute like they did, it hurts. You know, last year was with Maddie and Megan, and then, you know, I could just go down the line. But Sammy Blissett is probably she is the best on-ball defender that I've ever coached. And that's here at Concordia, that's at Winona State, that's everywhere I've been. She is legit a good defender. We'll miss that. Then I think that is the biggest thing we will miss. We will have to have a new normal of our down and defensive end, because we won't have Sammy. Taylor is a huge spark. If she gets an and one, the entire gym's going to know it. And I love that about her. She doesn't often make those free throws to get the and one, but she's going to be unreplaceable too, and we'll definitely miss them.
Is that something that you're looking now for the recruiting class to come? To fill those positions, or are there any other certain spots that you're looking for?
Well, I definitely think our freshman class this year has a lot of potential. Kelsey Birchbach, which had a very average freshman year, is a very, very talented player. And I think she has potential to do stuff to make a difference her sophomore, junior year, senior year. Ashley Solberg on the tennis team really impacted us this year in practice and surprised us. Ari, Clara, Michaela Wolf is a great shooter. She's got to put it together on the defensive end. So I think that freshman class this year is going to contribute a lot in the future. The freshmen coming in, the new ones, the recruiting class, that's always a question mark until they actually get here and show us what they got.
So do you have any goals for the season to come?
We would like a three-peat. For sure. Those are always nice to get. And it's probably going to be hard for people like Steve Schauer and Ship and Barnhill to believe that we're going to change some things up a little bit, offensively and defensively. I'm looking to go a little bit faster, play a little faster, be a little bit more reckless instead of so boring, is which I get called a lot. But yeah, I'm excited for next year. I think we have a lot to work on, and I really think the loss in the championship game is going to kind of set the tone for the off season and next year.
Do you think having the new little baby on board is changing your mindset for the game of play too?
A little bit. I can tell you that this has been one of the most awesome, exciting, hard, stressful seasons I've ever had. Mm-hmm. When you are a female coach and a mom, you have more responsibilities than I would say men who are fathers in mm-hmm. the coaching world. And I am trying to show our team that you can have it all and you can do whatever you want to do when you, you know, get old, become a real adult and have a real life. But having our first practice be the first day after my maternity leave was definitely challenging. But the team has been great with my kids and they love them and that helps a lot.
And now we have two permanent fans in the audience at all times.
That is for sure. Yes. Future Falcons.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, Stacey.
Thanks, Danica.
After the break, we'll get you caught up on last week's athletics results and get you up to date on what is coming up. Last week for Falcon Athletics, both lacrosse teams lost at Carthage. Acrobatics and tumbling lost at home against Hawaii Pacific on Thursday. And for wrestling, both Baumgartner and Mergener lost at the NCAA championships. Mergener finished his career with a total of 74 wins, which means he tied for 12th in program history. And Baumgartner finished with a total of 60 wins, which means he tied for 17th in program history. Women's lacrosse on Saturday defeated Augustana 7-4, which was also the first win to Augustana in program history. Now for this week, which is spring break, all of our teams are spread out across the country. Men's and women's tennis are at Hilton Head, baseball's in Tucson, Arizona, softball's in Claremont, Florida, women's lacrosse went to Suwanee, Tennessee, and men's lacrosse went to Memphis, Tennessee. Men's and women's golf both went to Berksville, Kentucky, and acrobatics and tumbling went to Azusa Pacific University in California, and track and field is in Atlanta, Georgia. However, we do actually have two home events Saturday also. Women's lacrosse hosts Wartburg at 2, and Sunday women's lacrosse hosts Loraz at 1. Also, congratulations to Eric Kittle, according to D3Hoops.com, who won All Central Region 3rd Team. To follow any of these games, visit CWFalcons.com for live coverage links. Also, stay up to date on the Falcons social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. Don't forget to tune into CWFalcons.com next week to hear a feature story on one of our very own athletes or coaches. For Falcon in Focus podcast, this is Danica Tramberg.